Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Charles, now I need the last name, Producer Elif. Hobart is a spokesperson for United Airlines. Just before we walked into the studio, he and I had time together to talk a little bit about coronavirus and what it's doing to the airlines. And I asked him about what length they go to clean the airplanes one flight to another.
So our current cleaning procedures for international aircraft cleanings include a wipe down of hard surfaces touched by customers. And the cleaning solution we use, it includes a disinfectant, which is a precaution we implemented after the 2014 Ebola outbreak. So it's important to note that we take the lessons we've learned from previous incidents and previous crises, such as the Ebola outbreak, and we apply that to future challenges like what we're seeing right now. In the case of a confirmed diagnosis, any impacted aircraft will immediately undergo a deep cleaning, and that includes washing the ceilings and overhead bins, scrubbing the interior of the aircraft, and just ensuring that it's fully disinfected. Now, we're going to continue to communicate with the CDC and assign deeper cleaning measures depending on the agency's recommendations, and they regularly put out new guidelines to the carriers like United to help ensure that we're doing the right thing and taking the right approach.
We read a thing on the radio yesterday from the World Health Organization, and it talked about the quality of the air in airplanes, and they described the filtration system in most modern aircraft as equivalent to what you would find in an operating room, that the particles, the viruses, the bacteria are regularly filtered out.
Yeah, it is a sophisticated air filtration system. It's comparable to what hospitals use. We use the same sort of HEPA filters. That's what it's called, HEPA. And that sort of cabin air filtration system we have on all of our fleets of aircraft. And that helps ensure that air is clean and it is circulated and folks are safe on board.
Any layoffs expected as a result of this?
You know, right now we are offering all of our employees, both frontline employees that you see at the airport and management employees here in Chicago, the opportunity to take a voluntary unpaid leave of absence. We're going to kind of take a look at how many employees request that. We do believe we will see a high number of employees requesting that voluntary paid leave option, but until we get those numbers back, we're going to be unsure in terms of how deeply we will implement that. But right now, we do not have plans to, cut into the muscle of our workforce.
Voluntary paid leave, they will get paid?
Excuse me, voluntary unpaid leave.
Yeah, sure. And I guess the attraction to that is...
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that a lot of our frontline employees, this is a second job for them. You know, they work on a part-time basis, and a lot of them have been in this industry for quite a while. I think a lot of people understand here at United that this is a volatile industry. There can be some instability in commercial aviation. Historically, that's been the case. And I think a lot of our veteran employees understand that. They have prepared for that throughout their careers. And this isn't unusual. It's infrequent, but it isn't unusual in this business. So this is an option that we are going to provide to our frontline employees and our management employees here at the Willis Tower and see what the response is going to be like. But we do believe that we will get the right numbers of employees requesting this option, and we think it's very unlikely that we won't meet whatever threshold we feel is necessary to operate efficiently and have the right number of employees available to serve our customers and operate these aircraft.
So hopefully that comes in lieu then of having to institute mandatory layoffs, huh?
Right. We are certainly not there.
That's Charles Hobart. He spoke to us just a little bit before we were able to go on the air today. He couldn't join us live, but there's a few details from that conversation.